Episode 1946, You Chose Me.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? Oh, come on. I know you're having a great time. The sun is shining and you're saying, I'm all in for the weekend. Well, guess what? It's Relationship Builders Day. It's time to work on the foundation of your marriage. You chose me. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, if my voice sounds a little bit strange, I have been traveling, but I've also been doing some hard work, which requires a little bit of stuff in dust and boxes and unpacking, but that is up and coming. So if my voice sounds a little bit raw, well, it's really not. It's just that, well, you know, when you're in the dust, this is what happens. Life can get the best of us. How quickly we forget the love found in the chase. You chose me. At the time, everything was perfect in your imperfect way. Everything seemed possible, but was truly miraculous as you found each other. But today is nothing short of busyness, interruptions, distractions, and more to-dos. And maybe for me and my daughter and her son-in-law, oh yes, boxes and boxes and boxes. Yet you chose me, didn't you? These past few days, like I've been saying and reminding you of quite frequently here with my raspy voice, I've been visiting my daughter and son-in-law at their brand new home down south. Oh yes, it's been so exciting. And mind you, it's a work visit. No, we're not just laying around enjoying, you know, the outside. We are working. The movers just left hours before I arrived. And I gotta tell you, I most certainly knew what I was getting into. Yeah, you know it. The boxes, the tape, and lots of hours of bending and lifting, placing everything as instructed. How exciting. Yes, me excited. So the few times when we sat breaking to eat, the conversation led us to, you chose me. These newlyweds, so in love, still reminding each other that they said yes. You said yes so many years ago when everything was fresh and new, but the newness is no more. Yet, you chose me. The question is, do you choose your spouse today? Because your spouse deserves to be chosen. Take it from the newlyweds. Choose your spouse. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose your spouse. How different would your marriage be if you woke up every morning with the marriage mindset of, you chose me? Each day requires us to work on our marriage. If we're not working on our marriage, it's not going to do anything. If you want a great relationship with the one you're sleeping with, you better be working on it. Because otherwise, it's going to grow old. It's going to be stale. I mean, think about a stale piece of bread. No one wants to eat it. No one likes it. It's always left in the deep, dark corner. You don't want your marriage to end up stale. So how do you choose your spouse every day? Well, number one, you have to purposefully recommit daily. That requires that your actions and words need to elevate your spouse. You got to support his endeavors. I know you may get tired of it, but you got to do that. You have to support what she wants to do and her dreams. You got to recommit daily. If you're not recommitting daily, then all you are is like, you know, living a partnership. And it's not a partnership of, hey, love, I am committed to you every single day. You know, imagine if you got married every day of your life. Because go back to that wedding day. Yeah, I'm sure there were mess ups. I'm sure there were things that you're like, I wish that didn't happen. Oh, we should have changed this. But stop for a moment and think about when you were standing there gazing into each other's eyes and you said your vows, and there your heart had dreams. Dreams of an amazing future. Dreams that would happen every single day of your life. But yeah, when you're living out of boxes, or you got to cook dinner, or you got to run the kids somewhere, or you got to pay the bills, we forget about the moment where we said, I do. Purposefully recommit daily. Your actions speak loudly. Your words speak loudly. Are you doing that? If you're like, well, I don't know, then you're probably not doing it. So do it. Have fun with it. Enjoy each other and recommit daily. Number two, express your love in flirtatious manners. Keep the chase alive. When your spouse does something ridiculous, I chose you, babe. You wanted it then, you want it now. Giggle, laugh about things. You're gonna make mistakes. But guess what? Life is too short to sit there and point fingers and always to yell that you're wrong and I'm right. Really? Are you keeping score? That's not how we've been instructed to love. Express your love in flirtatious manners. Have fun with it. And finally, number three, love with a searching heart. Be inquisitive, always learning, growing, and watching with your spouse. Don't do things at your spouse. It's with your spouse. It's that searching heart. That's what happened as you were married that day, whether it be in a chapel, in a garden, beachside, seaside, mountainside, hillside. You gazed into each other's eyes and you said, I do. I take it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it's so exciting, and I cannot wait to go on this adventurous life with you. And now you're sitting here going, I don't know who I married, but they're driving me crazy, and I'm just done with them. Take yourself back. You chose me. Purposefully recommit daily. Express your love in flirtatious manners, and love with a searching heart. Life doesn't have to be lived out boring and repetitive. I mean, seriously. Instead, you can have fun with the blessing that you've been given. Yes, believe it or not, your spouse is a blessing. She may drive you crazy. And you're looking at him going, okay, you still haven't gotten this after how many years? But you said, I do. You chose me. Remind each other daily. You chose me. Today, I choose you. You know the beautiful verses, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. Always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So whether you're running around in your everyday or just beginning a new adventure, unpacking boxes, remember always, you chose me. Today, I choose you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed, lovely day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.